Action.com. This is What's on Your Mind. Mark the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hannon. Welcome to a Friday edition of the program. Glad you're here. Super Bowl weekend is here. Normal or Nuts Friday is here. We're going to have some guests from the Flaring Task Force today on the program in the 10 o'clock hour. Otherwise, a whole lot of open phone time. We'll meet another of our Giving Hearts Day top 10 charities. And Jerry Leach from the Jail Chaplains will be in here, one of our favorite people in the whole world. And we'll hope by hearing a little bit more about the good work they do, the ministry work they do, that you'll consider supporting them and have your donation doubled on Giving Hearts Day on February 13th. You know, this Giving Hearts Day is near and dear to our heart here because we were part of the very first Giving Hearts Day back at WDAY a number of years ago. And I remember very well. I'm trying to remember how long that's been now. It's been so fun to see it grow from that very first one, which we really treated like a radiothon. And wouldn't let Pat Traynor leave the radio station and just kept watching the dollars come in minute by minute by minute in that 24-hour period. And to what it's grown to now, it's really amazing. And, of course, it is statewide as well. So we've decided to pick a top 10 list, top 10 favorites. And yesterday it was the First Choice Clinic. Today it's the Jail Chaplains. And every day up until Giving Hearts Day, you'll hear a different charity in that 820 slot from the ImpactGiveBack.org website. As part of Giving Hearts Day, so it should be lots of fun. Hello, Mr. Mark. How are you on this Friday?
I'm feeling pretty spunky. I like the sun coming up, you know, in the morning.
I have cabin fever, though. Do you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you hear yesterday's program? We were soliciting ideas to cure cabin fever, and we found some fine suggestions. We did pick a winner.
What was the winner?
Now the winner was an invite to Metagoshi up at Botno start with a morning breakfast, head out to a fish house. And catch some fish, then have an afternoon fish fry for lunch, crack a couple of beer, you know, and just the idea of being ice fishing and, you know, seemed like a good cure for cabin fever.
There is something cool about ice fishing, being in that little house. I went out on Lake of the Woods, took a big bombardier out there, and then when you can fish for a while, and after a while step outside and see that enormous expanse, go back in, nice warm fish house. And
you ever take a nap?
I never did.
A nap would be good. I'm kind of craving a nap.
Tell you the truth. Well, yeah, you've been pushing yourself pretty hard this week.
That'd be a good cabin fever thing, wouldn't it, or no?
I think it would be.
You got to get outside. Do naps not count for cabin fever?
Well, when you nap, you can be anywhere.
It's true. There you go.
How many miles did you put on this week?
I don't know. But I know this. I detest anyone who's going somewhere warm. I really don't like them anymore. I don't want to see it on Facebook. I don't want to... at church on Sunday, we have a little, if somebody's leaving, they ask for a replacement. And there's an online app where you get a little notice that, hey, you know, I have a swap request. So I've received one of those today for one of the positions at church this weekend. And it said, I'll be in the Bahamas.
Oh.
Yeah, and I pretty much wanted to throw the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing? They want to throw the phone.
Covetousness about the Bahamas.
Yeah,
that's the ultimate temptation.
And it isn't necessarily the Bahamas I'm coveting. It's just the being a little closer to the sun. It could happen here. It'd be fine with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the. I just I'm thinking it's less likely I can warm things up here, and probably better that I'm going to have to go somewhere.
It's going to be February really soon.
You know, even if we could do like a 2-day deal, where if we got enough people and we said, you know, rounded up some plane and said, this is, we're going to go sit on the beach for 2 days and then come back.
Oh, that's a great relief.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we picked a day like 3 weeks from now and said, okay, heck with it. Cabin Fever Day is officially, Friday, February, pick a day. And we'll be back on Sunday. I wonder how many people would go.
How much would it cost to rent a plane?
I don't know. But, I mean, you got to fill the plane first, right?
Right.
So I have no idea. Should we make some calls and do an impromptu cabin fever trip? And when we get there, we're all
to Fort Myers and go out to Sanibel Island looking for these beautiful shells when the tide comes in?
Exactly. I'm just going to bring a cot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flop anywhere. As long as it's in the sun. Look like a little lobster by the time I'm done.
Oh, that's a danger. I went to the Caymans in January and got burnt purple.
I said to my wife, she was on her way to work. I was on my way to work this morning, and it's kind of a hectic morning, but a hectic week. Just a hi-goodbye kind of deal. So I called and said, I have cabin fever, dear. Me too. I said, well, let's just dream. What would our perfect day be? She said, well, a massage and a cup of coffee.
Sounds like Chase on the lake.
Conversation with you and, you know, just slow down a little bit, you know, catch up. And, yeah, it does sound like Chase on the lake. And, by the way, that is a good place for cabin fever cure. No question about it. And one of our longtime, longstanding advertising Freedom Club members. So we have an incredible deal right now, you know, where you get the room and the snowmobile rental for dirt cheap. And they have a ton of snow out there. So it's a great deal. We're advertising that right now. But if you've heard about that and haven't taken them up on that, just ask for the Scott special when you call Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Thank you for reminding me of that, Mark, because they could cure my cabin fever if I have the time to actually go there.
Yeah.
You know, and get there and be there. But that the winter play and stay packages are really good.
There is something about a fireplace cooking, too.
What I love is those snowmobiles. I mean, they make everything so easy for you. I mean, literally, the snowmobile is at the door, right at the front door, right? And they have ice fishing there, too. And then they have hundreds and hundreds of miles of groomed trails. I mean, beautiful forests, and you can hit the lakes, too, if you want, in the open fields. But I just love the trails. They're fantastic. In fact, they have a whole really just welcoming snowmobile community up there, clubs and restaurants that cater to riders. So you park right there, you have heated gear storage, and the Heartland and the Paul Bunyan Trails are probably two of the best in the state. So it's really, really cool.
You know, after 20 below zero and 50 below wind chill, even zero or 10 below, I mean 10 above, seems almost temperate. I mean, it's not painful. It's maybe that's a good kind of February thing.
It is. It's a very good February kind of thing. Yeah. But just make sure you ask them about the
Scott
special. They also have Valentine's weekend, midweek sweetheart getaway, Valentine's packages, spa packages, family getaways. They got their big pub crawl coming up, so they always have fun.
Someday when I grow up, could I have a Mark special somewhere?
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. When I grow up, he says.
Oh.
Lots of fun. But, I mean, the room and the snowmobile rental per night is less than you pay at most hotels, you know, middle of the interstate, right? I mean, just with no amenities around them. So it's really a good deal. All right. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl more for the commercials than the football. Am I normal or am I nuts?
Oh, man, those commercials are something. 3 million for 30 seconds.
No. I love them. I also think it's absolutely nuts that the NFL commissioner makes $29 million, which I don't care. That's great, but they shouldn't be tax exempt. Their tax-exempt status is ridiculous, if you ask me. Isn't it?
Well, yeah. They should have given him $14,000.
Who do you want, by the way, to win?
Denver Broncos. Del Rio did such a tremendous job defensing the the proud Patriot running game. I mean, my gosh, did they shut them down. Del Rio is really a terrific D coach.
Is that why you like Broncos?
No, I'm a Peyton Manning guy.
Me too. That and Bishop Aquila. If Bishop Aquila is a Bronco fan, then me too.
Did you see that story? I opened it up for you.
I did, yeah. Bishop Aquila is a Denver native. He's long been a Denver Bronco fan. And, of course, most recently in the last year, he's ended up as the Archbishop of the Denver Diocese. And so he's a big deal there. Well, here's this Bronco fan. Well, he's given a mass, private mass for the Bronco members, and he's traveling with the team. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah. Huge Bronco fan, former Bishop of Fargo Diocese, celebrating Mass with a small group of players and coaches Saturday night before the Super Bowl in New Jersey. Pretty cool. No word on whether his vestments will be orange and blue, says the forum story.
Well, you know, I used to preach in Wisconsin, and, of course, they are all covered with green, so I had to wear purple T-shirts.
Exactly right. Quarterback Peyton Manning has been a football Moses guiding the Broncos to the promised land. But it may not have hurt that the team also made another Catholic completion last fall. Linda Del Rio gave Pope Francis an autographed team ball in October.
Wow.
Did you know that?
That's something.
Yeah. Exactly right. Now, the forum is stirring things up because they're calling the Archbishop of Seattle to find out if he's a Seahawks fan and whether they have the same divine intervention going on there.
Yeah, that ain't fair, is it?
Oh, goodness sakes. Half of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. You think that's normal or nuts?
That's really nuts.
But whose fault is it? Is it poor planning on the part of individuals? Is it the economy in shambles? What
open door policy to where all kinds, millions of jobs are going to illegals who aren't even citizens? Every American that wants a job that's a law abider should have a job. And of course, the war on the businesses. But so the taxes makes it harder to give raises to a lot of people.
So the folks that are instrumental to the fundamentals of the economy have let us down. That's why the majority of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. You don't put it on people saying, I need more,
no.
A better car, a better house, and living beyond their means?
This economy is floundering because of the socialists messing it up with regulation, taxes. You know, America is way down there on the most taxed of all the top 20 economies in the world. The American businesses.
All right, weigh in on this one, folks. 855-200-1776. Tell us who's going to win the Super Bowl and why. And whether you watch for commercials or football commercials, even though I do like Peyton Manning. And whether it's normal or not to live paycheck to paycheck. You tell me. We'll continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to NessonConsulting.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
February 13th is Giving Hearts Day. It's always very close to Valentine's Day. And some of our listeners in the West might not be familiar with it. It's become kind of a time-honored tradition in the East.
thanks to the Impact Foundation. They set up a website called the ImpactGiveBack.org website, and that website has a number of different charities on it, and what they do is encourage you in a 24-hour period through Giving Hearts Day to go to that website, pick a charity you like, and then they match your contribution up to a certain level. The folks that raise the most money then get a extra special little bonus. It's just a lot of fun for a lot of good. And what I love about the Impact Foundation is they're working with all of these charities to make sure when you make a donation, the vast majority of that goes to the mission at hand. So these are great, great causes. They've been longtime supporters of ours at the Impact Foundation. So when you support them, you're supporting us. And my all-time favorite, quite honestly, is the fact that we have so many to pick from. We decided this year we're going to pick a top 10. We're going to pick a top 10 and put the power of the Flag family behind those top 10 and really channel all of our efforts towards telling you about these top 10 charities and allowing you an opportunity to make a big, big difference. And certainly one of those top 10 is the Jail Chaplains. And Jerry Leach with the Jail Chaplains, who we work with all year long, is with us in studio today. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much to you and your team for this concept of the top 10. That is like so awesome and really a great blessing to those of us that got chosen.
Well, bless you and all the good work of the Jail Chaplains. And, you know, you have brought me to the jail before. You have brought me to the annual banquet before. I've had a chance to meet folks that have been lower than low and see what the power of prayer does and what the good work of the Jail Chaplains do. And I'm telling you, you know, here's my visual. Here's what gets me there on the Jail Chaplains. Imagine yourself, for whatever reason, curves that life has thrown you, crosses to bear, you end up in jail. Imagine that low. Imagine what you feel. All you have is the power of faith at that point. And if that is not cultivated, and that seed wasn't planted in you, to be able to have that fresh start is pretty powerful. And it changes lives. It really does it in a big way. Because at that point, when you're lower than low, right, you can go two ways. You could go to just total despair and, you know, I want to end my life and I'm done and I don't care and I'm over and just shut down. Or to grab onto some hope. You know, and I'm a big fan of the Apostle Paul, right? And how did the Apostle Paul behind jail, behind bars, joyful, smiling, the power of prayer. So the walk that you lead so many, you know, folks that have had a wrong steer along the way is just awe-inspiring.
Absolutely. And, you know, that hope is really a big, 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 big piece of it. I mean, many of the inmates will tell us that they were at the bottom of their... They realized that what they were doing, the choices they were making, weren't getting them anywhere. I mean, if they're in the county jail and wearing orange and don't have a choice of what they're going to have for breakfast, I mean, that's really your manager's not doing you a very good job. And so really the privilege that our ministry has to be there because of Sheriff Laney and his strong support and his team for faith-based programs is totally amazing. And the amazing volunteers, we have about 25 of them that join Chaplain Mike and Chaplain Elizabeth. Sharing the good news of Jesus in the jail is just amazing, and it's really about sitting there. And for many of the men and women, Scott, the choices they have made, society, their family, and they've probably even given up on themselves. But just being able to hear the good news of Jesus and that somebody loves you regardless of what you've done, and you can have mercy and grace new every morning is... Praise the Lord.
It is fantastic. It changes lives without question. And you ask yourself, where would the good Lord himself be? He'd be right there.
Amen.
Because he'd know they needed and they needed bad. And that's, you know, sometimes difficult and for folks to go there. Well, if it is difficult for you to go there, here's a way for you to know that there are people that are willing to do that. Those volunteers, those chaplains, and that's what these donations support. So if folks donate on Giving Hearts Day to the Jail Chaplains, and those dollars are matched, tell us how you use the funds.
Those are used for our general budget, and we have some really exciting things going on in 2014, Scott. There's new doors opening. We have a female who finished her chaplain training in December. So Chaplain Elizabeth Williams will be with us, and we'll expand our ministry to women for this year. About 25% of the population at the jail is female, and we have been ministering to them, although at a lower level because we didn't have a female chaplain. So that's really exciting. We were just at Center yesterday, you know, transitional housing for individuals coming out of prison situation, and there's some expanded opportunities there. and really continuing to walk with the returning citizens, which we like to refer to them instead of former inmates and that kind of thing, but really walking with them when they leave the jail. That's where the rubber meets the road. And it's like, how do I do life in a healthier way with the new choices? I have a new relationship with the Lord, but what does that look like in my everyday life? And so there's about 60 mentors that have been trained in the last 3 or 4 months here in Fargo. And so we are getting that program up and running too, matching returning citizens that would like someone to help them re-enter the community, matching those together. So,
and the research just tells us that without, in other words, no amount of education, no amount of training, all the different programs that are available compares to what you're doing in just having a slate wiped clean. I think of your speaker at the annual dinner this year, who just talked about the fact that he heard a speaker in jail. I mean, he was double life, behind bars forever, done all kinds of horrible, bad things, and heard somebody come say, "I need a new manager in my life," and that's what sparked it for him. I need new management, right?
Amen.
So hearing that is one thing, and obviously that's going to take care of all the other things. But then, most important is obviously when you're there and don't have that ongoing discussion and Bible study and all the things that are part of the program while they are in a facility, you really need it afterwards and support.
Right? Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they decide that they're going to live for the Lord in jail, but they've never had anyone in their life that model for that for them. So, you know, they get out, particularly if they have a felony record, they get out, they can't find a job. And so,
or a place to stay.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so if we have a mentor that can walk with them and say, okay, here's a short list of employers that are willing to give people a second chance. Let's go do that. I mean, even just building healthy relationships. And so it's just that day-to-day life to help them get their feet on the ground and, find the resources in the community and those kinds of things. So it's so exciting. And you know what, Scott? When we walk with that one individual, that one returning citizen, we don't only impact him or her, but it's their family. It's their moms and their dads and their kids and their siblings and employers. I mean, if we can help individuals re-enter the community and be a healthy employee and be on time, and I mean, we all benefit.
Absolutely. How do folks find out more about the Jail Chaplains?
They can go to our website, which is jailchaplains.com. Or we have luncheons. You mentioned that we took you to jail. One time we have a luncheon. The next one is coming up in March. So if they would be interested to do that, they can find the office number at the website and certainly give us a call.
Give us the number.
The number at the office is 701-364-0067.
One of our Giving Hearts Day partners in the top 10, the Jail Chaplains. Thanks, Jerry.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net. MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm Scott Hannon, busy day to day. Well, actually not busy in the sense of a lot of guests, because we're going to turn it over to you and give you lots of chance to... I will take a few more cabin fever suggestions. That was a lot of fun yesterday. So if you have any others on that, I'd love it. We also have a Normal or Nuts Friday. Normal or Nuts Friday. And we'll be dealing with that a little bit. We're also going to talk about... we're going to chat with some members of the Flaring Task Force. Yesterday, Kathy Nessa at Nessa Consulting joined us. Just to talk a little bit about the whole flaring issue, but we're going to talk specifically about some of the recommendations that have been put forward. So we're looking forward to all that as well. What's the temperature going to be for the Super Bowl in New Jersey? Well, I see a 43-degree forecasted temperature, a zero chance of precip, and like 7-mile-an-hour winds. And I hear everybody freaking out about how it's going to be cold. Do they honestly think 43 is cold?
All right.
I mean, they talked about moving it. They talked about postponing it. Here's the story. Broncos brave cold New Jersey outdoors for two-hour session ahead of the game. All right. Denver evidently practiced on the synthetic turf outdoor field at the New York Jets training facility. By the end of the practice, the temperature dipped to 21 degrees. It was great, said the Broncos coach John Fox after the practice. We're pretty much weatherproof. We practice in this stuff all the time. Well, exactly. Yeah. The heck's the deal, Mark? And it's going to be 43 on Sunday? I don't want to hear any more cold stories. It's just sort of like when it's zero on any one of the East Coast, all of a sudden it's a weather disaster, right? It's a polar vortex now, for crying out loud. I mean, come on.
Hello.
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 Hello. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, look at the chaos in the South with 2 inches of snow. Shut the world down.
Yeah. Here's a couple other stories we're looking at. These are Normal or Nuts questions, and your answers are welcome on whether you think these are normal or nuts at 855-200-1776. I don't know, where's this story from here? BusinessTime.com. Okay. Time magazine, I guess. It says, headline, nearly half of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. The economic picture is looking brighter these days. The federal government announced Thursday that economic growth had picked up to its fastest pace in 2 years. Yeah. That'd be like saying, well, I had a penny yesterday, I have 2 pennies today.
How wonderful.
That's the economic pace it's picking up, isn't it? Hello. Anyway, while employment growth over the past 5 years has averaged a healthy 185,000 new jobs. I think that's pretty weak, too, isn't it? Don't you need 500,000 just to keep up?
Yeah.
Every month? folks that are leaving the jobs?
I think it's at least 400,000.
Yeah.
But as evidenced by a report out Thursday from the Corporation for Enterprise Development, nearly half of Americans are living in a state of persistent economic security. That makes it difficult to look beyond immediate needs and plan for a more secure future.
And vulnerable if something has a setback.
In other words, too many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. The CFED calls these folks liquid asset poor. And its report finds that 44% of Americans are living with less than $5,800 in savings for a family of four. The plight of these folks is compounded by the fact that the recession ravaged many Americans' credit scores to the point that now 56% of us have subprime credit. That means that if emergencies arise, many Americans are forced to resort to high-interest debt from credit cards or payday loans. And this financial insecurity hasn't just affected the lower classes, according to the CFED. One quarter of the middle-class households also fall into the category of liquid asset poor. Geographically, most of the economically insecure are clustered in the South and West, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Nevada, and Arkansas, being the states of the highest percentage of financially insecure. Again, I ask, is this us in, living fast and loose? I want a better car. I want a bigger house. I want more stuff and more debt. And then when, the inevitable ebbs and flows of the economy come, this one's been worse, I believe, by poor decisions by government and runaway spending and all the things that happened, I do believe that. Or is it just, we've been let down by our government? Is government the reason?
Well, people are spendthrifts. And think about the 35 advertisers are spending $4 million for 30 seconds to make us want to buy something. We have tremendous pressure in our materialistic society to buy stuff, to keep up with the Joneses, to this happiness of Christmas is defined by how much you spent on your kids. An enormous amount of stuff that we're not resisting and put a lot of people in that kind of a tight. But the government having so much taxes and regulations and thwarting so many new ideas, there's the ideas that there might be $2 or 3 trillion sitting offshore or waiting to expand because of Obamacare, because of businesses, to the point where a lot of jobs are just part-time rather than full-time. So there's a lot of high-quality jobs are going elsewhere because of this government.
So a little of each?
Little of each. My mantra is we need to learn the difference between what we need, what we want, so we can help our champions fight against government waste.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we need a little navel gazing.
Yeah.
What does it mean to navel gaze?
That's when you look at your navel and you go, And the point being, it's a Buddhist practice.
It is?
It is a Buddhist practice, and it has to do with centering your spirit, getting everything out of your mind, meditating, slowing down your heart, and
maybe we don't need any navel gazing.
Well,
my point is, we need to reset. We need to rethink our way.
But the Christian practice of fasting is an incredible way to focus on what we need and what we don't want. When you find out, wait a minute, I got through that day, and I didn't have anything to eat.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. All right, you do a little sports. It's Super Bowl Sunday. That should be good and easy for you, right?
Oh, I've tried to check out and do some advanced.
Is there anything else besides sports? Our curling kids didn't quite make it?
Didn't quite. They lost two of their games. Just really close. Almost got in the playoffs. Didn't make it. Terrific job. I mean, hats off to the North Dakota curling team that was for a while tied for first place, but just slipped off and didn't make the playoff round. Their last game, they only lost 6-8, and another major game, they lost by 1.9-8. So they've just did a great job, and they're competitive with everybody in the country. Tremendous, tremendous bunch of young curlers from Fargo. The Avalanche topped the Wild. It was really a frustrating game. Kemper finally had a poor game in goal, but the Wild never gave up. After falling behind 4-1, they just rallied dramatically. They actually put Backstrom back in goal and pulled Darcy. And then Parisi scored and Granlund scored in just a 40 seconds of each other. So now it's 4-3, but then McKinnon had a breakaway and made it 5-3. Then Pominville scored 11 seconds later. So from the last half of the third period, the Wild intensely made three goals and lost 5-4, but they didn't quit. No quit in them, just a great performance coming from behind and never saying die. The Timberwolves are going to play tonight, and they got a chance to go two games over 500 for the first time. But, of course, the story of stories is the Super Bowl, and we've got some really amazing Bill O'Reilly previews his Super Bowl interview. He said it's like a boxing match. He said, I'm not a hugger or grabber, the host of the number one rated Naval News show told Megyn Kelly. I don't grab or hug. There's a firm handshake. There's eye contact. It's like a boxing match. When the two boxers go to the center ring, that's exactly the way it is. An alpha interviews an alpha. It's a boxing match. So he warned the president best not try to filibuster because, you know, the president talking about, oh, maybe my boys shouldn't play football if he had any boys. Scott brought up the subject about, are you interested in some of the advertising? Well, listen to this. You know, think about it. $4 million per 30-second ads. Panic in advertising world. Because if they can come up with the viral ad, or if they can win the consensus of the best ad or two or three, it'll really make a profound difference. Imagine $4 million for 30 seconds. Well, here's two of them that we've gotten kind of a preview on. There's a woman in a GoDaddy ad who is going to talk about her gutsiness. She's going to announce she is quitting her job. Her boss doesn't even know about it, and she's going to start her company. So that's going to be a dramatic thing in the GoDaddy ad. And then Anheuser-Busch, they zero in on the secret dream of many veterans who return home for a war hero's welcome. Lieutenant Chuck Nadd expected only to see his girlfriend on his return to Winter Park, Florida. But the ad chronicles how the unsuspecting soldier was blown away by a whole town parade, complete with the Budweiser Clydesdales trotting him through it. So those two commercials alone are worth paying attention to Super Bowl on Sunday, aren't they? Who do you think's going to win? My goodness. Manning relishing the stage. What a story. I'm sorry. 59 touchdowns he's thrown already this year. By far the greatest yardage touchdown performance by a quarterback in the history of football. If he gets one more touchdown and if he gets the ring, it will put a punctuation mark to the max. If he doesn't, he'll still have one less Super Bowl ring than his brother and two less than Brady. So all of those statistics on his great, great year, 59 touchdowns, are on the line. And Peyton, he can either make it great, because by far the biggest ring, the biggest goal, of course, is the Super Bowl ring. Now, Jack Del Rio really, really hampered, stymied the Patriots' tremendous rushing game in, you know, the championship of the AFC. And he's got to go up against this young Wilson, this young quarterback. And I really believe between the rejuvenated Denver defense and the incredible offense that Denver's going to win. I even predict by 10 points. So there I did it. I went out and said that. You know, the AFC has won 20, the NFC 23. But remember, the NFC won all of them until Joe Namath. So that skewed a little bit. The early part of the Super Bowls were definitely owned by the NFC. Total points, yeah. NFC has got them by about 170.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
You ready for a really big deal from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? The boss man, Brian Burgraff, has a great deal. Brian, what's the big deal at Chase now?
Well, I'll tell you what. The big thing is we've got a lot of snow here. The trails are groomed, and if you've got a snowmobile or you need to rent one, we've got them here for you. We've got Polaris 550s, two-ups, that you can come and rent. We've got 8 of those in our fleet. And actually, one of the specials we have for all your listeners is that $99 any room midweek. Whatever room is available, we'll put you in it. And for $99, you get the room and 2 hours of sled rental. And if you don't want to go use one of the snowmobiles, that's fine, too. For $75, you can come in and have the same special. Pick any room and house for whatever's available that date, midweek.
Make plans now to check out one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Ask for the Scott Special by calling 888-CHASE-06 or go online, chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, 855-200-1776. You have a prize to give away. You know where Buena Vista Ski Resort is? I bet you do.
Yeah.
The hardy northwestern Minnesota roots that you have.
That's one of the most wonderful places. You can see that you can see the headwaters of the Mississippi. That's one of the highest points in Minnesota. It is great to go up there, and we've had some prayer meetings up there in the summer.
I love the place, and caller number 4 at 855-200-1776. Shane, when you have caller number 4 on, we will chat with them, and they will receive not one, not two. Are you ready for this? Not three, but 4 daily lift tickets at Buena Vista Ski Area, which you can find out more about online at B, that's for Buena, V, that's for Vista, Ski, you know, S-K-I, Area, all right, Buena Vista Ski Area.com. You want to find out more about that. And if you would like to be the lucky recipient of 4 free lift tickets from Buena Vista Ski Area. They have lots of fresh slope snow on the slopes this weekend. They do skiing. They do snowboarding. They do tubing. I mean, they've got it all. They really do. It's lots of fun. Place is fantastic. And the free passes are on us for caller number 4 at 855-200-1776. When you call, you need to press 2. The number 2, and that'll get you right through to Shane so we can talk with you, get your name, get your information, and send you these that you can use any time for the rest of the season.
It's a stunning view, too. Magnificent of the Continental Divide there.
Yeah, they have sleigh rides. They have, and it's just all kinds of wonderful things.
Really is. Christian family, good people.
They're near Bemidji.
Right.
Yeah. But you're skiing on top of the world on the Continental Divide.
Right.
So it's pretty neat. So. Anyway, we thank them for being fine sponsors of the program and also for the giveaway goodies here today on the program. So give us a ring at 855-200-1776. Press 2 and caller 4 will be the lucky winner from the tickets. Chris was just talking in my ear, and that was interesting. Something about a counter-argument on the if Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl, Chris just told me, he could lose half of his earnings. I assume that means because he gets a big bonus for the Super Bowl and because it was played in New Jersey, New Jersey would want some of the dough.
Oh, wow. Sure.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Absolutely. That's. I think he's right.
My gosh. That's kind of crazy.
He'll do it anyway, but really his earnings, if he wins a second Super Bowl, he will have so many endorsements. It'll probably be worth $5 to $10 million to him if he wins, because that puts him in the stratosphere.
Yeah.
He could say forever it was the greatest season by a quarterback. If he doesn't win, Eli and Brady are still ahead of him in the Super Bowl ring department.
All right, Terry and Moorhead is our lucky winner of the Buena Vista tickets and is joining us on line one to be the lucky one. Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, good. Thank you for listening to AM 1100 The Flag.
Yes.
And as a reward, we have 4 tickets for you for the Buena Vista ski area. What's your favorite program on AM 1100?
I guess I'd have to go with Mark Levin. I love him. I love his.
The great one, 5 until 8 every weekday afternoon. Yeah. He's a good educator, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
You know, he said he might come here if we can get representatives, legislators from 38 states. He might come here for a big Article 5 convention rally.
Yeah, Mark's working on getting him here. I don't know if you heard the interview that Mark did with him, the other Mark on our radio, but he interviewed him last week.
Yeah.
But the book was very good. Very good. All right, Terry. Well, thank you for listening. Hang on a moment. Hang on a moment, if you would, and we will get your address and mail these off to you, okay? So Shane, just get Terry's address. We'll drop them in the mail. And be listening for your chance to win. Mark will be giving some away of these as well for Buena Vista Ski Area. All right, normal or nuts? Survey questions. The NFL, tax-exempt. Tax-exempt. Does that make any sense at all?
I can't figure out why.
Yeah.
What kind of a charity is that?
And a lot of folks don't know it's tax-exempt. I don't know that I did until the story came out.
It goes back to a congressional situation.
Does it?
Yep.
I don't like it. Country of origin labeling is something we're going to talk about, too, and I'd like to talk with producers about this. I think that's a free market thing. I don't want a government saying that things out of, okay, if the beef comes from here, put a label on it. To me, if your beef is good, put a label on it. Make it be a free market thing. I don't like government mandates on that.
Oh, in other words, if people want to know where it comes from, they should have the right to know, right?
Of course.
You know, does your kangaroo come from Australia?
It's an argument between a consumer and a producer, is what I'm saying. I don't want the government saying, you must do this, and you know, all the different strings that come with
sometimes
that.
Sometimes don't you look at some of these things from Paraguay or something and wonder,
buy American beef.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm getting at with a consumer.
But they're saying don't even put the labels on, right?
Yeah, it's a kind of a crazy debate. And we're going to tackle that one today, too, when we have the folks from the Flaring Task Force that will be joining us as well. Today in the valley, sunny, high near 4 above. Tonight, slight chance of snow, and it looks like temps will fall about 2 below. Tomorrow, 20% chance of snow before 7 in the morning. And then Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 17 below. Sunday, looks like it'll be sunny with a high near 3. Out in the oil patch, here's what we're looking at today. Sunny with a high near 14. It's balmy. But the wind will be blowing, unfortunately. Southwest 11 to 16, gusts as high as 24, plummeting that wind chill as low as 20 below. Then tomorrow, or tonight first, cloudy, low around 6 below. Tomorrow, cloudy, cold, high near 2 above wind chill values again. Saturday, about 13 below Saturday night. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 11 degrees. Right now in Fargo, it is 11 degrees with mostly sunny skies, 11 below, that is. Sorry. Tioga at 4 below. Minot at 6 below. Grand Forks 17 below at this hour. More What's On Your Mind straight ahead.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.